This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, brothers and sisters, I'm Adnan Rashid. I'm back with another History Bites. Today is the 27th fast of the month of Ramadan, and the date is the 28th of April 2022. And guess where I am? You can see the towers behind me. This is a very special place due to the history it possesses. This is Conwy Castle in North Wales. This castle is almost nearly 750 years old. 750 years old. It was built in the 1280s by an English king called Edward I, who died in 1307 CE. And he was a very, very interesting character. So I will give you a very quick tour of the castle. You have seen the towers behind me, the four towers. The fourth one is on the other side, and it's still standing, very strong, magnificent structure, very imposing. And the purpose was to actually subdue the Welsh in this area, because the Welsh were fighting against the British, or the English rather, because Wales is also part of Britain. So Britain consists of four countries: England, Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland. So the Welsh in the 13th century were fighting against the English because Edward I was trying to subdue this territory. Of course, invasions had started before him, but he was the first king to completely conquer the territory of Wales, right? And when he occupied Wales, he built a number of castles in 1280s. To be precise, in 1284, he completed his conquest of Wales. And as a result, he built a number of castles. For example, this one, this magnificent structure. If you look around, if you start looking at the towers, these are the outer walls of the castle. And inside the castle, we will quickly go in there, there is like a town. It's like a city inside the castle. The castle walls. So let's keep walking and keep talking. So in 1280s, Edward started to build castles to strengthen his hold on the land here. And he built Conwy Castle, this one. Then he built another castle called Caernarvon Castle, a very, very important castle, a very beautifully built castle, a very imposing structure again. Then there was another castle called Harlech Castle. Then there was another castle which was incomplete called Beaumaris Castle, which is not very far from here. So many castles were built by Edward I so that he can actually strengthen his hold onto these lands. So the history is far too long for me to discuss in detail. But Edward I, who built this castle, was a very interesting character for a number of reasons. One of the reasons is that he was a crusading king. He went for a crusade in the 1270s. As a young man, he went for a crusade to the Middle East, and he remained in Acre, the city of Acre. He remained in the Middle East for nearly 1 year, and he was even attacked by a Muslim assassin, allegedly. Sultan Baybars, the famous Mamluk Sultan of Egypt, sent an assassin to kill Edward I because he had brought a large army with him, a lot of influence, a lot of power. So Edward I even dealt with the Mongols. He tried to get the Mongols on board to attack the Muslims while he himself was there launching a crusade. And he remained for a while. And when he was attacked, he was injured severely, and he didn't fully recover. So he had to come back to England after nearly a year in the Middle East. When he came back, he started to conquer lands within the British Isles, right? So he wanted to conquer the entire British territory, including Scotland and Wales. So we are right now in Wales, where he built these castles. He even fought against the Scots. We know about the famous movie that was made about it, called the Braveheart. It was about William Wallace, a Scottish hero who fought against the English at the time. And you can watch the movie, although it's not historically accurate fully, but main events described in the movie are pretty accurate historically speaking. So Edward was also known as Edward the Longshank, because he was very tall. So for that reason, he was called Edward the Longshank. So now we are walking into the town. We have come across the outer walls, and now we walked into the gate. You can see the gate behind me there. It is very medieval, still original. This is what it looked like 750 years ago when it was built in 1280s. We're going to walk up to the abbey. The abbey is called Aberconwy. Aberconwy was an abbey, a monastery which was built here by monks. And before that, before the abbey was built in 1172, it was a quiet town. It was a quiet place. Actually, it was like a quiet place, remote place. And these monks came. You can see the towers behind me there again. And we're going to show you now some history of the local people. Now, this is the abbey. Most of it, which was built in 1172 originally, has gone. Only the gate, the main door, remains. So keep walking with me. And some of it is actually from the 14th century, built by Edward the First and his successor, Edward the Second's successors, or his people, his officials who were ruling the town in that period. So this is the abbey. You see a lot of old graves here, many, many old graves with years written on them. And we're going to keep walking to the gate. Let's go. See, the tower looks very old. It is a church. Abbey is a church. So there's a very short introduction of this abbey. I want to read very quickly. Cistercian monks marked out the foundations for Aberconwy Abbey in 1172, when this was just quiet farmland beside the Conwy River. From 1186, the monks enjoyed nearly a century of simple common life based on a daily rhythm of prayer, work and study. Aberconwy became the leading monastic community of North Wales under the patronage of Llywelyn the Great, who died and was buried here in 1240. The abbey's famous library held laws and public records for the princes of Gwynedd. Gwynedd was this territory at that time. It was known as Gwynedd. Its abbots were key political figures in the power struggles with England. Then we will show you the very gate. You can see some of these old graves are absolutely, you know, if you come and look at this. This is Jane, wife of Richard Hughes of Conwy. Okay, so she's buried here. And if I'm not mistaken, is that 1847? Yeah, that's June 19, 1847, when she was buried at aged 70. And you see a lot of tombstones there, giving away the details of people who are buried here. So the reason why I'm making this video, brothers and sisters, that you get some interest in our local history of Britain, and we need to know more about it. Absolutely, this is amazing history, and there is so much to know, there's so much to learn, and we need to get out of our homes and start visiting the country and see how much history there is for us to see, okay, and how it is so connected to even our own history, right? This is the gate. You can see the gate. This is actually medieval. This very gate, or this arch, is from 1172. This very arch, you can see, is the oldest part of the monastery. There are tombs inside that go back to the Tudor period, 1500s, and later on 1690s, 1670s, and even 1700s. There are people buried inside, and there are tombstones on the walls, and even the arches from the 14th century, from the time of Edward the First. There are arches inside. Very quickly, we're going to go inside, show you very quickly, so that you can see, and we're going to try to be as quiet as possible, because it's a church.
Enjoying your mansion. if you look at these arches were built later on in the 14th century. Okay, they're from the 14th century. You can see the faces there carved in the 14th century, 1300s, early 1300s, mid 1300s. So if you keep walking with me, there are some famous people buried here. They were interred into these places, and we're going to quickly read about them. So this is the abbey in Conway, where many important people, many important figures, local important people are buried. So you can see tombstones there. Okay, we have there, sacred to the memory of Robert Howard Esquire, who died the 5th of July 1776, aged 83. So his grave is somewhere here underneath, right? Then we have a tombstone from 1694. Sorry, 1694, yes. So it reads, "Here lieth the body of Jane Williams, widow and relict of Holland Williams of Conway, Esquire, who was interred the 31st day of August 1694. Someone buried in this tomb was buried in 1677. Okay, so we have another tombstone here, okay, from 1703. Okay, so this place is filled with tombs, people buried here in different times, dating back to the 16th century, 17th century, 18th century, and even the 19th century. Someone was buried in 1810. To the memory of Margaret Roberts, widow of Reverend Robert Roberts, okay, and she was buried on the 27th of August 1810, aged 89 years old. So this is a medieval church. This church is medieval. It was built originally in 1172. Some original part remains to this day, and these arches you can see behind me are from the 14th century, 1300s. Built during the time of Edward I and his son Edward II. So this is part of the Conway Castle complex, or the whole castle, the settlement, and it continued as an abbey, as a church, for a very long time. I hope you enjoyed the video. Do visit Conway in North Wales, which is about 4 hours drive from the city of London. If you happen to be in Britain, you have to come to North Wales. The landscape is absolutely amazing. It's beautiful, and the history is amazing. It's very, very rich. And before you travel, do read up on it. You will find a lot of fascinating details. And subscribe to the channel for more content, and support our work by following the links in the description. Assalamu alaikum.